Blog Talk Radio.
Alafia, everybody. Welcome to Asherisha Moon Talk. Today is Friday, and we are doing messages for the day. And this is just inspirational time. Nothing deep, anything like that. Just some messages for the collective, something that we can zero in on and focus on, taking us into the weekend as we prepare for the week on Sunday. So today the moon is 16 degrees Scorpio. It's in house 9. For those that would like to know the astrological aspects of what's going on, and the sun is 25 degrees Scorpio, and that's in house 10. Now, tomorrow is the Scorpio new moon, and that is going to be sun and moon in Scorpio at 26 degrees in house 1, and that's going to be at 6:42 a.m. So for those of you that want to know more about what energies are happening and covering us from November 18th until December 15th, please go ahead and check us out on YouTube at youtube.com/moontalkradio. That's one word, Moon Talk Radio. And you can see the latest video that I've put out there. Also, you can also visit me on my own web at www.astroorishamoon.com, in one word. So that way you can also prep yourself, because it's a very fiery moon time. And the reason why we're talking about November 18th through December 15th is because that is the time frame of the new moon energy before it flips and goes into another new moon aspect, okay? So just wanted to give you that information and put that to the side. We're pulling cards today. It is November the 17th. It's Friday, and Fridays belong to our Orisha tradition, belongs to Oshun, as well as Oya. They share the same day. So it's, you know, those divinities that deal with love and companionship and family and compassion and truth and strong convictions and all those things. So let's look at what Spirit says for us to pay attention to, and or just to kind of focus on as we go into the weekend, and then we can look at, again, preparing just ourselves, you know, mentally, emotionally, psychologically. I have a couple of oracle cards here, so I just grab whatever I feel. And I have no clue. I did not pull before, so I have no clue what it is going to be sharing with us today. So we just want to focus a little bit on, you know, what message. So something to give us something positive to focus on, because there's so much negativity out there right now. And then, again, I talked about that fiery moon time. So we need a balance, okay? Just need a little balance. Let's see, what are we focusing on today? Oh, for so some of you may be feeling... No, you're feeling a bit like no one is, like, really there for you. So we have message. This is the Sacred Traveler Oracle we're looking at. So if you're feeling like you're just out there, and, you know, it's like nobody is, like, really, really caring about you. We pull support is all around you, okay? So support is all around you. So Spirit wants you to think about maybe sometimes we don't like the people that are giving us or offering us the support. They're not saying the things that we want to hear them say. But take a moment and sit back and think about the message and not so much the messenger, because the message in itself is most likely what you really need to hear, okay? Mm-hmm. And also, sometimes if you just sit down and just be quiet for a moment and just listen to your own inner voice, many times is going to give you the messages that you need to hear, because even if you're not having someone physically around you that is giving you support, we all are constantly getting spiritual support. Spiritual support is always around us. So think about that. Like I said, you know, be still and open your heart to the messages that are coming to you. Okay, you don't want to close yourself off, okay? And another message for one to think and meditate on is about, you know, get ready for some new horizons. And that does go with this moon time, the moon forecast. Again, please check it out on YouTube or my website, because it also speaks about this is a time when we're going to be doing things new and doing things differently. So this is a time when a lot of us can come out of being stuck. So if we are listening to the supportive messages that we're receiving, even if we don't like them, but we open our heart up and we open ourselves up and we're ready to take in some information because we're ready for change, change definitely wants to meet so many of us. And so change is definitely around the corner. And it doesn't have to always be negative, okay, because what I'm picking up is, like, for some who will listen to this, they say, well, I've gone through so many negative things that all the change is inevitable, okay, but it may be another negative change. But that's not necessarily so. A lot of times we draw to us the experiences that we're going to have. We draw to us the energy that is going to influence the experiences that we're going to have. So if we are being more uplifted and more positive in our thinking and our expectations, then that is what we draw to us, and we then begin to have more positive experience. So get ready for new horizons, because something is around the corner for you. So as I was saying, you know, don't just expect the negative, or as Spirit says, don't just play it safe and say, well, I'm not, you know, everything has been the same before, so I'm just going to sit here. You don't want to play it safe at this point anymore. Be ready and be open and be receptive and be emotionally invigorated to do something new, okay, because something is definitely coming for so many people. Even some people might be going to travel at this time. It could be anything, but you want to be positive in your thinking. And then we have rainbow blessings. So for some of you, you may need to hear about rainbow blessings, because rainbow blessings is about blessings in all forms, you know, that come to people. Just as a rainbow has multiple colors, a blessing has multiple different arrays of expression. And so we want to be open to that. And that goes with for those that get readings, like Dafa readings, and says that your E-ray is coming from the world or is coming from every place, then that's what that's talking about. It's talking about blessings are showering one from every different direction. So we don't want to have expectations and what those blessings look like because we don't know what they are going to be. So if you're just open to just receiving positive opportunities and positive blessings, and the thing is a lot of blessings come in very, very small quantities. You know, when we're told that blessings are coming to us, a lot of times we think it's going to be something really big and it's just going to be phenomenal and it'll just change our life. But all blessings change our lives, no matter how big or how small they are. They come to change our lives. So be open. So this is the messages for today at this point is talking about to be open, okay, to be open. To have faith that your blessings are abounding, and also to count your blessings and be grateful for whatever you receive, no matter how small it is or how grand it is, to be grateful for anything that you receive. We have miracles. So for some people, they are going to receive some miracles as we're looking at this time frame. So talking about, again, November 18th through December the 15th. So for some of you, you can expect a wondrous thing to emerge or to come through for you. And just, again, be open to that, okay? And so if you are positively expecting to realize something good, then that's open for you. And so this is these are really good messages for those who feel stuck and feel like, well, nothing is, you know, kind of feeling, you know, kind of victimizing ourselves a little bit because of the things that we've gone through before. The Spirit is saying that at this point in time, change your thought pattern and change your attitude. Because that's what's really been blocking a lot of you who feel that way, is a negative attitude. We're going to pull some more message cards and see what other messages we have. I wanted to mute it so you didn't hear like all the cards flipping and all. So this is another set of messages for today that takes us into the weekend. So remember, for some of you, the first messages resonate with you. Just be more positive, okay? Just be more positive. And you'll see that more positive things happen for you. And then for some of you, these are messages for you today. It talks about like the characters in the movie, Pay It Forward. Do three good deeds every day because it is contagious and it makes you feel good. So it's still a theme of, okay, so now I change the way I think, and I'm expecting positivity. I'm not thinking about negative things that have happened to me, and I'm not feeling stuck anymore. I'm not going to focus on being stuck. I'm going to focus on the positive, but not only focusing on the positive so that positive things come to me, but take it a step further and look at doing something positive for someone else, because that in itself is actually the spirit of reciprocity, and that brings positivity not only to you, but you're giving back to someone else. And so that is a beautiful thing. It also talks about there are never any dark spirits. Only people in life can be dark. So you want to think about that. I'm going to say that one again. There are never any dark spirits. Only people in life can be dark. So that's a way of thinking about, again, negativity, okay? So then this is talking about, you know, you might want to think about, like, who you're associating with. Are they draining your energy? Are they psychic vampires? Do they, when you leave them, do you feel drained, but do they feel better after they've talked to you? Okay, we're moving into a whole other direction now. And these messages from spirit. So if you are around people that don't uplift you and don't make you feel better, then this is something that you might want to change, because if, you know, we kind of, remember I thought that we attract energy. So it's based on how we are perceiving ourselves and we're perceiving our environment. So if we're perceiving ourselves in a dark way, in a negative way, and we're expecting less for ourselves, then we draw those kind of people to us as well. Not only circumstances and situations, but we also draw people to us that are dark because we're being dark. So this is a time that maybe you want to focus on going into the weekend, as you want to get ready to change your week, get ready to change the upcoming month in December, as to thinking about, you know, maybe I need to change the people that I'm surrounding myself with. And also, if I change the way I think about what I am worthy of, I might even change the type of people that are attracted to me. So that's something to think about. It talks about face your fears. When you do, you'll realize that they're not real, but only what you've created. So this goes more into, again, how we're perceiving ourselves, our environment, and those that are part of our environment. So what is it that you're fearful of? This is the month of Oya. This is the moon and sun time coming up of Oya. Well, actually, we're in it right now. It is the time of Oya. And Oya is that divinity, that divine essence of the Creator that deals with us not being afraid to confront something that is uncomfortable. And whatever is fearful for you is definitely uncomfortable. So this is the time that maybe you want to decide that, okay, at least one thing I'm going to face, one fear. I'm going to face one fear during this time frame, while the sun is in Scorpio, while the moon is in Scorpio, during this new moon time. New moon is a time when you're doing something for yourself. So what is it that you are fearful of that you may be ready to face? So it's something to think about. And also, you know, never allow bigotry in whatever form it comes in, and under whatever genre that would be, whether it's sex or race, religion or creed or politics or anything, to enter your life. Because this is about, right now, many of us taking time out and taking care of ourselves. And all of those genres, you know, sex, race, religion, creed, politics, all that's outside of us. All of that is about dogma. You know, all of that falls under the Sagittarius element. And the moon today actually is in house 9, which is actually ruled by Sagittarius. So why don't you know think about putting those things on a shelf and not dealing so much with dogma, but dealing more so with just truth, inner truth. What is truth? What is your truth? What is the truth about yourself? Not what someone has said that you are or what they think you should be, but more so, what is really the truth? Do you truly know who you are? Do you really know what you want? And, you know, that old saying, they say God doesn't make junk, or, you know, God doesn't make mistakes. So none of us are mistakes. So, you know, for some of you that may feel that way, I know, no, none of us are a mistake. Okay, so that's something to think about. So we're going to look at one more message for the day. Okay, now I hope this has been helpful for you all. So we're looking at just one more message for the day. Possibly maybe we'll do two messages for the day. So this one here is talking about Earth. So it's about us needing to ground ourselves in some kind of way. Okay? It's about us bringing an order to our lives. Okay? And also, this is the Spirit is talking about a time to renew and to regenerate some aspect of ourself, our being, and how we see ourselves. Okay? So many of us are going through transitions right now. And again, if you check out the forecast for this time frame that I'm talking about, November 18th to December 15th, it is about transformation. So this is a time of transformation, and it's a time of transitioning into something else or moving into another aspect of whatever in our life, whether it's relationships or work or any of that. But I want to focus more so on ourselves because we spend so much time giving attention and energy outside of ourselves to, you know, the mundane things, you know, work and other people, and it's always we're giving, but we're not giving enough to ourselves, and that's what the message I'm getting from Spirit this time, that we're not giving enough to ourselves and doing enough for ourselves. So we need to go into some form of transition out of the mundane, the dogmatic, you know, all of those things. And those are stressors. And we don't have to pay attention to that at this time. Use this upcoming new moon, which is tomorrow, to do something transformative for yourself, okay? See also what you are holding on to in yourself, and then you want to release that. So just like I talked about, you know, earlier in the program about how do you see yourself and how are people seeing you and why that needs to change, right? Why does that need to change? It needs to change because when you begin to change that, you become more grounded. Okay, and being grounded is close to the earth, right? To be more grounded becomes more healthy for us. So we want to look at tending to our emotional and psychological health. Okay, so it's about transformation. So that's what all this was about transformation in a gentle, positive way and not spending time looking at what's happening in the news or what's happening with neighbors and who's doing what and all of that, but to just stop for a moment and just center yourself, okay? Use this energy, use this time. Check out that moon forecast on YouTube. I put the link in the description, or go to my page at SharishaMoon.com as well and get the moon message, okay? So we're going to begin to wrap this up, but I hope that this information and this conversation from Spirit about what is the positive message for this day as you're going to take it into the weekend and begin to formulate something new and better in a positive way for yourself. I wish you all much success. I wish you much happiness. And I wish you much love. And more important, self-love, as this is Friday and a sacred day for Oshuna Oya. So defend yourself and love yourself. Thank you all for listening. I hope you all have a wonderful weekend, and you all take care.